Yo, what's up, guys? Ash Cash, the financial motivator, and you are now tuned in to the Blowing Bubbles podcast. Guess what, y'all?
Guess what,
stay poppin'. Let's go.
Let's go.
What's poppin'? Happy Wednesday. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Blowing Bubbles podcast, the coolest safe space on the planet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to give it a minute, give folks some time to get in here. Oh, man, I'm working two devices. I'm trying to get this thing together. You know how it is when you are a solopreneur. Come on in. It is just me, myself, and I this evening. And I'm excited about that for the first time. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, let me figure out what I'm trying to do here. I need to go live or go to my Facebook so that I can communicate with some of you all. Come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Give me a share. Let me know you are here. I see there is someone on the live, but I cannot tell who it is if you don't comment. So, yeah, I never know who's on. Just so you all know. Oops, nope, not yet. I almost ended the stream. Give me a share. Am I live on Facebook? What's going on? I don't see it on my own page. What are we doing? Y'all in here? Y'all in this piece? Here we go. Okay. Y'all in this piece? Here we go. All right. Got it. Got it. Got it. Come on in. Welcome. Who we got in here? Who's in the house tonight? We got a couple people. You must be on either YouTube or on my Facebook business page, because I am on my live on my Facebook and I don't see anyone there. Let me know you're in the place so I can greet you properly and welcome you to my space. What's up? I want to talk to you. I want to know who I'm talking to. Got my mouse tonight. I'm going to be a little bit, try to be a little bit better prepared. I need to know if you got sound tonight. Y'all know that's one of my common problems. I'm working through it. Working through it. Hey, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? All right. We are 3 minutes in, and I appreciate your time so much that I'm not going to prolong this any further. Hello. Happy Wednesday. It's your girl, Karana Posey. And I wanted to overemphasize that because would you believe that since I moved to Georgia, people start jacking up my last name. They used to just mess up my first name. Now they jack up my last name. So it's Karana. Not like the beer or the virus. Karana. Hosey. Not Jose. Not all the other stuff. There's no L in my last name. It's not Hosey. It's Hosey. Really simple. 5 short letters. Karana Hosey. Yay. We're going to practice phonics. Every time you jack up my name, I'm going to make you feel as goofy as you sound. Thanks. you know, I just got to have some fun. So welcome to the Blowing Bubbles podcast. I am so grateful that you are here. Give me a share, like, comment, tell your friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. We are trying to do some major impactful things in people's lives. We want to change the world, man. One person at a time. I aspire to be the change I want to see. So I'm out here doing that work one bubble at a time. And I take that thing seriously. In case you didn't know, Blowing Bubbles is all about relaxing, man. It's one of my favorite coping mechanisms. Sounds simple, it sounds funny, but it's actually effective. And professional psychologists employ bubble therapy in their practices. So I didn't just pull that out of air. So yes. What's going on? How are you? How is your week? Hey, Big K, Kenny. Thank you so much for joining. You are definitely one of my super fans. I really appreciate you, my friend. Man, I appreciate you. I am tonight, I am talking about strategic alignment. Hey, blowing bubbles. Can't be so silly. I am talking about strategic alignment. And one of the things that I am excited that I've been able to do is learn something from every situation that I find myself in. And I learned a lot of things. As much as I despise corporate culture, I extract what benefits me, and I learn a great deal from it. So strategic alignment is one thing that I'm talking about, and that's a high level subject that I'm going to apply to some real life situations. Everything in life, not everything, but a lot of things in life rely heavily on relationships. And you have the power to build your circle, your network, and who you hang around pretty much determines how high you ascend in life. And I had an elder when I was probably about 19 or 20 years old tell me, be comfortable being the low man on the totem pole so you can always learn from somebody. And I said, wow. And I took that thing and internalized it because I saw the value in that. And it was something that I always did anyway. I was always up under my grandmother and my big cousins and aunts and everything. God knows my mother had me under her in her office. And I just learned a lot from a lot of people. So now I'm just like a walking resource. And it's my duty now to pour out. But I want to encourage you to visit your, just got a text message. Visit your sphere. Look at your contacts. Who are the people that you talk to? Examine the five people that you talk to most. So this is the middle of the week if you go by Monday through Friday. So we're at Wednesday. The five people that you talk to most this week alone. What are they doing in their lives? What are they bringing to your life? What can you add to their life? Think about that. Thank you so much, Kenny. He said he loves my show. Solid soul survey. I like that phrase, soul survey. How many of you have surveyed your soul? Woo! Let me tell you something about my friend Kenny. Kenny rides for me. I will say that. Kenny rides for me. Man, Kenny rides for me. I can say that for sure. That is my friend. That is definitely my friend, my good, good friend. I've seen Kenny strong arm people like, you better buy a house with K. That's right. That's my boy. I got nothing in the world but love for my big K. I call him Big K. That's my guy. That's my guy. Everybody, I got blood relatives who don't buy real estate with me. Kenny is like making people. He's like, you better go to K. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of circle I'm talking about. That is it. Do a soul survey, though. I like that. I didn't even come in here planning on that one. That's a bar, Kenny. Woo! Soul survey. I'm going to have to marinate on that. That might be a whole episode. Woo! Think about what that means. Examine yourself. And that is a perfect segue. I have not seen Kenny in, I don't know, it's been a year and a half, 2 years, Ken, since we've seen each other. So I did not plan that. But that's a perfect segue because I just got this book. I want to share. It's a popular thing talked about on TikTok right now. Shadow Work Journal. I haven't dug into it yet. I just got it yesterday. Man, I've had the most jam-packed week. A lot of things going on. I had a convention. I had a lot of stuff going on I was supposed to go to Unity Jazz Kenny on Sunday, man. I was comatose. My phone was blowing up. My family was doing status checks. I tapped out. I literally slept all day. Couldn't even eat. I was done. So I got to apologize to Stan. I missed it. I was so tired from just everything I have going on. But everything is so good and so positive. I'm not stressed. I'm not strained. So shadow work, from what I understand, it is the process of you doing that soul survey. You are finding the things in you that, oh man, you had a ticket for me at the door. I'm sorry, man. I hate that. Brother, I was knocked out. I had all intentions of going. Had me a cute dress and everything. But the soul survey, the shadow work, it's you going back to those dark places that you may have forgotten, that you may have buried, the things that are lurking in the shadows and blocking you from being your highest and best self today. I'm excited to get this book and go through it. It's more of a journal style, but there's things in there and it's, with my lighting, it's kind of hard to see and get it on the camera. But there's a lot of different things in here. There's a lot of reading, but there's some literal exercises that take you through the process of facing your shadows so that you can bring light to them. And that's my interpretation of just the videos I've seen on TikTok. TikTok made me buy it. Yes, there's a whole hashtag. TikTok made me buy it. But I think it's important for people to stay on top of your mental well-being. And I'm in this space. I've been, for the past couple years, I've been consulting pretty much since I hit Georgia. But the last couple of years, hey, Rick Ellaby, another super fan. I have been in this space of coaching and consulting. And last year on New Year's Eve, I did a session at my house where I invited a small group of women. And I had these beautiful packets made up for them. And I told those women that day, I said, this next year will not look like it does today. I'm going to do. And I outlined some things that I was going to do. Man, you got to be careful what you speak out of your mouth if you're not ready for it. Because it's happening. It is happening. So my coaching business is taking off. I've been coaching more deliberately, more intentionally. I have set sessions on set days and times with people, and I'm seeing growth in people's lives, and I'm seeing the changes and the transformations, and I am so freaking excited. I've been telling you all the last few episodes about the retreat. Ooh, that thing is happening. That thing is happening. It's so big that I'm still scared, and y'all know I don't get scared. That thing is happening. Oh, man. So in order for me, in my opinion, to be the most effective leader and coach to my clients and to anybody that I speak in front of, I need to make sure that all of my shadows are enlightened, that I face everything, that I have done the work myself so that I can more adequately describe to someone else how to go through that process. And hey, Rick, the knee is much, much better. Last week, oh man, I was laid up a little bit. I did the wobble like a goofball. The wobble took me back out. The wobble took me out. But I'm good. I'm good. It was swollen for like a day, and then I went to sleep with it elevated on a pillow. I was gone. I wasn't even home. I was staying in a hotel. And so I didn't have my brace, but I did manage to get through the night. And I'm good again. I won't be dancing anytime soon. But yes, the knee is good. Full range of motion. I haven't been squatting yet because the squat motion and just putting some dishes away is what took it out. I have not duplicated that move. Yeah, we're gonna wait on that. But yes, man, I have literally been manifesting everything that I wanted, and I mean, it's happening. And fortunately, back to the strategic alignment, I have built so many powerful relationships over the years. I have taken very good care of my name, and it's time to make a trip to Ohio. You're absolutely right. I'll be there in November for my father's birthday. Yeah, we're gonna have to make some plans. Yes, my relationships over the years, it's like everything is coming full circle. I am able to now draw from different experiences and different relationships and make those things work. I am real estate wise, it is crazy amazing. I'm working on yet another license. So by the end of October, I will be licensed in the state of Indiana as a broker in Indiana. That is growing and growing and growing. I am making, hey, Michelle White, what's up, Casey girl? I haven't seen Michelle White. Golly, I grew up with that girl. I haven't seen you in forever. Thank you for joining. Welcome to the Blowing Bubbles podcast. I don't know if I ever saw you on, but thank you for joining, girl. What's up? I am doing a lot. So real estate is going very well. I always tell people, just ask me questions about real estate. I don't really know what people want to know. I'm a wealth of knowledge in that area. I have resources. I have relationships. So if I don't know it, I will certainly. I'm doing great, girl. How are you? If I don't know it, I certainly know somebody who does, and I will get you an answer. I'm not that person who just feels the need to pretend I know it all and just spit out an answer. I want to give you the truth. I want to give you the resources you need. So yeah, if you have any real estate questions, let's talk about it. If you want to talk through something, I specialize in investment properties, and I am a carpenter by trade. So I have a different eye than a lot of realtors have. And if you have any questions about fixing, flipping, the old process of wholesaling, how to get in, what types of loan products, how to find your first deal, you know, those are things that I can certainly guide you in, whatever it is. I deal with large scale investors primarily. But I have literally just repositioned myself, and I am making some different moves, and it's happening. A lot of things are coming. Some things I can't reveal yet, but yes, repositioning and realigning strategically. I'm going to keep using that word strategically, because I've been studying strategic thinking and strategic planning, and it breaks down when you're moving purposefully. It breaks down those steps, and just to be conscious of it and not just haphazardly make your moves. So that's a good thing. I talked about the shadow work. Another thing that I realized about myself, and I'm going to be fully transparent, I had a tendency, and I'm not quite 100% over it, self-sabotage. That's the thing that I'm hoping my shadow work will cleanse me of. I, as much of a go-getter as I am, as much of a, I don't know, a high achiever, or whatever people think of me, I have a tendency to self-sabotage in some areas of my life. And my goodness. Once I tackle that, boy, y'all don't know. It's to the moon. So yeah, that's one thing. And a big part of it stems from relationship issues. I have detachment and abandonment issues. And I didn't realize that until maybe yesterday. I saw a video this young lady did, talking about her abandonment issues that she had because her mother died. every abandonment situation is not somebody's voluntary act of walking out of your life. To a six-year-old, her mother just left her. And if you know my story, you know that I've experienced a whole lot of loss and very close loss to me personally. So it makes it very difficult for me in this stage of my life over the last couple of years to really connect with people. I stay real high level. I stay very transactional. I stay distant. I just work. And I didn't recognize it as self-deprivation because I still deserve and desire close friendships, close intimate relationships, but it's not something that I really allowed myself to enjoy and embrace. I looked at everybody like they might leave next. And in reality, we all have that appointment. We are all eventually going to pass away. I was just tired of dealing with it. So I kept everybody at a arm's length. And the first step in overcoming something and healing from something and growing through something is to face it. You can't fix what you don't face. So this is why I'm for the first time excited about being on here by myself. I have issues that I need to work through. And I want to make sure that if there's anybody else who is dealing with issues that they either haven't discovered what the issue is, or they know what it is and they don't know how to get through it. I don't even want to know your business. But if you tell me you need a resource, I'm going to plug you with that resource. All you have to do is reach out. You can hit me on my website on blowingbubblespodcast.com and just tell me you need some resources. You can sign up for my email list. Email me. contact@blowingbubblespodcast.com. Tell me you need some resources. I got you. I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. None of that. But I just recognize the things that I have been doing that were not necessarily healthy. The only people I have seemed to be able to commit to are my children and grandchildren. My family is like, everybody else, not so much. But yeah. That's me in a nutshell. With that, on the personal side, businessman, pew! Personal. And I wasn't even recognizing it for what it is. I was just going through the motion. Just working. So, yes, do the shadow work, man. Figure out what's bothering you. Hide nothing from yourself. Feel comfortable in the discomfort. It's going to be uncomfortable facing those issues that you buried. Growth is not supposed to be comfortable. But on the other side, oh my goodness. Let me see what's on the other side. Had to blow some bubbles on that. That relief. That felt so good. That felt good. Another thing that I am really digging into this year, we talk legacy a lot. A lot of people do. But do you really understand what that means? I am doing some deep dive, and a part of my services. Oh, my bracelet. I got a new bracelet, y'all. Y'all like my bracelet? It was a gift. Part of what I'm doing and offering now is legacy. I'm calling it legacy building. So we are offering, we meaning me, estate planning, wills, trusts, tax planning, business development. There's going to be a whole suite of services that I will be offering. That is not my specialty by any means, but once again, strategic alignment. If you know my mission statement for Blowing Bubbles podcast, it is surviving motherhood through sisterhood while finding balance and building legacy. A lot of people talk about leaving a legacy. Well, I don't want to wait until I'm dead before my legacy matures and comes to fruition. I want to see my legacy. Part of my legacy is to take my grandchildren around the world. Part of my legacy is if they want to go to college, I don't care if the college costs $100,000 a year. Nana wants to write a check. Hey, Andre Palmer, Nana wants to write a check. My grandchildren will not have student loan debt if I can help it. My grandchildren will not have debt at all. They're going to come out of high school with A1 credit. They're going to come out of high school with, they're going to be trust fund babies. That's what I'm on. And you don't even have to be a multimillionaire. You just have to start. You have to be strategic. You have to plan your finances. Start investing and stop spending. Only thing you should be really just consistently spending on, food and utilities. Your shelter should be an investment. If you're not a homeowner, baby, you better get there. You better get there. The earth is the most precious commodity. There will not be another one made. I don't care how limited those Jordans are. TT! I don't care how limited those Jordans are. They're going to always make some more. There will not be another earth. Them bundles, baby, that's not serving you. And 10-pound eyelashes, it's not serving you. Video games, not serving. Just do, while you're doing that soul survey, and audit your bank account. Me and Jean Gamble Mott did a challenge earlier this year. She started and she did a audit of her bank account, and she realized she had me beat. I think she was spending like $1,500 a month eating out. I don't eat out that much, but she still has a minor child. And a husband. I'm not married and I don't have minor children, so it's just me. And when I put it like that, I probably would be right in the line with her. Anyway, we did that. We did that based on the bank account, and we committed to not eat out at all for a whole month. Audit your bank account and look at what you're spending your money on. I promise you got some discretionary funds somewhere, some money you are blowing. The money that you could be putting aside for your legacy. And when I open up these classes, I want to see all of you. I want to see all of you. I want you to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. Matter of fact, share this podcast right now. Give me a share. Share this podcast. I want everybody that I know to be financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically secure. Everybody, we don't have any excuses. We have information at our fingertips. We all have a phone. All of us have a device that we have access to information 24 hours a day. I'm going to do my best to deliver you the next level. I want to see everybody. Everybody. We build legacy. Let me see. I have some notes over here. Let me see what else. Oh, another strategic alignment. Oh, my goodness. All of my entrepreneurs, especially my solopreneurs. Check this out. I have this system. It's what my website, it's the platform that my website runs on, but God knows I only use like 0.1% of what I pay for. It's like a business in a box. It has email, social media, funnel automation. It has calendar. You can post like Hootsuite. It replaces Hootsuite, Kajabi, all these different services, mighty networks that people are paying for. It's all one platform. Blog, webinar, your own private community. So if social media, like if Zuckerberg decides that he wants to clip your community and block you, or you get put in Facebook jail, guess what? Your own community, you control. Nobody
monitoring, blocking, filtering, censoring what you do post and say in your own community. I'm the plug for that. This thing has everything, and I know I'm leaving some stuff out. All of my entrepreneurs, all of my bloggers, podcasters. Oh, we have a pod flow thing where you can set up your whole podcast system and automate everything. What I need, because I have the system, I need somebody, a techie. I keep saying it. I need help. I need help. I'm tired. I'm doing the stuff. I'm the creator. I don't want to do the back end stuff. I don't have the time because I'm still building. Mind you, I'm working real estate full time. I'm working this. I just finished my first book, y'all. It's been about 2 weeks. I haven't released it. A lot of people just write a book and throw it on Amazon. Not me. I want to read through it. I want to do my own edit. And I'm going to edit it again with a professional editor. Then it's going to be published. So be on the lookout. It's coming out in November. I'm going to do a mass marketing campaign. This book is leading up to my retreat. And this is going to be crazy. So be ready. I expect all of my people to show me some love. But yes, you can market all of your things, all of the things. So I want to know, I want people to know the alignments, the business alignments that I have, because it all matters. And I have this one thing. This episode is brought to you by Runneth Water. Yes, y'all see that? This is a 100% top to bottom black owned alkaline water. Hey, Tam, Runneth Water. And it's so funny. We have been connected. Me and the owner have been connected on Facebook for years. Had no clue until I reached out to him about doing a partnership last week. And he started scrolling through my friends list. He said, I think we might be related. Brother is from Youngstown, Ohio. Shout out to my boy, Antoine Dwayne Jones. Hey, Lori. I am so impressed with things that this young man has done. We're dang near family. His family is in Valley Baptist. So, and me and his sister we work together in Toastmasters. So yeah, man, we've been connected. Shout out to Tanisha Buller and Dwayne Jones, Antoine Dwayne Jones. He is his photography, check him out on Instagram. His photography is phenomenal. He's got a master's in marketing. But now he has his own alkaline water company, and he is doing amazing things. He has such a powerful passion for helping the youth. He's doing a lot for men's mental health. Follow my boy, Antoine Dwayne Jones. That is family. He's from Youngstown. And he's tied to Valley Baptist. So, yes, we're doing amazing things. And I just want you to revisit, like, I'm going to keep using that phrase my boy put out there, soul survey. Keep doing that soul survey. Circle, your business relationships, your personal relationships. I mean, everything, everybody that you're around. I used to hear somebody say, if you hang around four people that's broke and going nowhere, y'all gonna be a quintet. I want to see y'all win. Stick with me. I'm telling you, we blowing up. Look. Ooh, that was a dud. We blowing up. I need my girl Marley.
My bubbles aren't blowing.
I'm having fun tonight. So again, let's recap, because I'm going to get out of here tonight. I'm tired. Have some more writing to do. I am working on some big stuff. I can't wait till I can share more. So the Shadow Work Journal, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. If you don't get this one, get one. Face all the things. All the things that might be blocking you from being your highest and best self. If you don't face it, you cannot fix it. It's really that simple. Consider therapy. I am an advocate for professional counseling. Yes, get with it. just read The Tribe of Millionaires. Talks about the same. I hadn't heard of that one. So my homegirl said Tribe of Millionaires. I will check that one out too. Hey, baby. I will check that one out too. I am a man. I have become such a bookworm since I started this podcast. I've interviewed a lot of authors and I've been reading everybody's books. But yes, The Shadow Work, and I'm going to look at The Tribe of Millionaires. That just sounds like something that I want to be. I want to be in The Tribe of Millionaires. I actually have quite a few people in my really close circle that are multimillionaires. And I'm rubbing elbows with some people. I'm feeling much better. Thank you, Mark. I'm rubbing elbows with, like some 8 and 9 figure millionaires and even billionaires. Man, I can't help but stumble into a million. I'm on a major quest for personal development. And my mission is to just take as many people with me. But baby, I'm not dragging nobody. No, I don't do excuses. I don't do excuses. You either want it or you don't. I guarantee you, I got 900,000 excuses that I could be laying out there. I should be a statistic. When I was 22 years old, I had my fourth child. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That's one of the reasons I can't coach just anybody, because I don't do excuses. And if that's your thing, God bless you, but you're not. We don't match. I am that person who's going to empower you. I'm going to uplift you. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that your life is transformed, but you have to want it more than I do. And I'm seeing so many results. I'm seeing so many people's lives change just from me sharing, just from me using my brain. I'm an idea machine. I don't even fully understand it. I have to recognize it as a gift from God, and I just give what is given to me. A lot of people poured into me my whole life. So I freely give, but now I'm getting to the point where I have to set it up and be more structured, because I won't be able to serve everybody the more it grows. Thank you. I'm so appreciative. See, if Pearl is in the house tonight, I don't think I've ever had this many Pearl people on the show at one time. I'm so grateful for my little bitty hometown. Man, oh man, oh man. This is so dope. I smile almost through the whole show all the time, because y'all just make me really proud and excited. I put this podcast off since 2017. I've been wanting to do this. I didn't have the same name, but I had been wanting to do a podcast since 2017. And I kept going. Here's another. Thank you. Here's another point of self-sabotage. Excuse me. The projection of perfection. Stop it. Stop. Don't do that. Do it ugly. Do it scared. Do it unprepared, but start. You have to start. Man, if I wouldn't have been in this group, I'm in this group of entrepreneurs, and they push. Man, these folks. Don't be around me and my crew. If you want to stay where you are, don't come around us, because you're going to look goofy. And these people had me looking goofy. Here I am, thought I had it all together. And I had a million reasons for why I didn't do it. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm using my laptop. I don't have the Blue Magic camera. I have my laptop, the regular old camera that comes on my Hewlett Packard. It's not even a MacBook. My laptop. I've had to use my phone. I have two phones. I got an iPhone and I got an Android. Do that thing. Do that thing. You have people out here writing movies and doing recording songs on their iPhone. And my Android phone, I don't care what y'all iPhone lovers say, the Android phone has the bomb camera. But you're doing it. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. Yes, but it took me a long time. And I share that with people. I wanted to do it. And then I came up with this thing. I was like, man, it's time to stop wanting and start doing. I'm not going to want to do something. If I want to do it, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to find a way. And that's been my, I was born with that boldness, and for some reason I didn't apply it to every area of my life. And now I'm just fearless. I wrote this book, and I've been saying for years, I'm not writing no book. That's not my medium. Yes, it is. It is now. I'm a whole author. I'm a whole author. And Lori, your bestie, she had a lot to do with encouraging me. Shout out to Sylvia Campbell, man. Me and her had a real good couple conversations. And the book came about. I finished the book. So I'm going to get out of here. It's almost 9:30. I am so, so, so happy that you all gave me a few minutes of your time. I'm so happy that you all are riding with the Blowing Bubbles podcast. You are riding with me, Karana Hosey. I want to see everybody win. And everybody's not going to get to the same level, but I just want you to level up. Hey, Will Brown. Hey there. I want to see everybody win. We all have something in us that is unique to this world. If we just tap into what is in us and for us and not look outside and try to mimic and copy what somebody else is doing. When you tap into your purpose, that is unique to you. I want to encourage you to find your thing. You couldn't have told me in a million years that I would be sitting down on a podcast blowing some bubbles. But I tell you what, this thing is the most calm relief. Look, I just blow bubbles. It's a release for me. And those of you, since there's a lot of feral folks on here, y'all know I blow bubbles because punching people is wrong. Y'all know I used to fight all the time. But whatever helps you, man, whatever helps you to get through, I'm telling you, find it. It might be coloring. I used to color. I still got some coloring books. They have adult coloring books. I have some big, like, giant Disney coloring books. Whatever helps you, not drugs and alcohol. Mm-mm. Don't you go out there and say, Karana told me to go blaze. No, I didn't. Not whatever helps you. Anything that's positive that's not going to have a negative impact on your life, on your body, on your finances, on your family. That is what I'm saying. Find a healthy, sustainable coping mechanism. A giant bottle of bubbles at Dollar Tree costs 50 cents. This bottle right here. I've had this bottle since last year. 50 cents. So find your thing, man, whatever it is. Some people like to work out. That's a good one. Don't let it be food. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's a whole nother episode. Emotional eating. And that will be a segment in my, that's going to be a workshop in the podcast. Hey, TC Camp, thank you for joining. Emotional eating is a whole thing. That's part of that self-sabotage. We got to get out of that. Men, women, children, a lot of people do it. Obesity is a whole problem in America. And aside from the fact that our food is trash, then we're eating more of the wrong thing. So, yeah. And there's this app. I want to share this before I go. This app called Yuka. Y-U-K-A. There's a little carrot on the symbol. You can scan foods. It'll tell you if it's good for you, if it's bad for you. I just learned today scanning like a plum. The plum read, it was GMO. It wasn't a real plum. It was some lab created plum. If it starts with a 4 or a 2, I know 4 is one of the numbers, but if you get that app, it'll tell you the foods that you're eating, things that we think are good and healthy for us. You go to the produce section, you pick up some fruit, some fresh fruit. No, all fruit is and vegetables are not created equal. So there are tools out there that'll help you. And I want to just keep bringing those resources to you and making sure that we all live long, healthy lives, Because the last thing we want is to be somewhere jacked up and live a long life from a wheelchair or something. So make sure your life is sustainable. Do it right. But just do it. So on that note, I'm going to say, Stay popping. Bye.